Unit 8. An interview with World of Children Award winner Gregory John Smith.
Hello and good morning. Well, Gregory, thanks for talking with us about life on the streets of Sao Paulo today. So, how did your experience living on the streets of Sao Paulo particularly help you to better serve children in need and recruit these children from the streets?
During my first months on the streets, accompanying a group of no less than 26 street children, I was disturbed by their reasoning for being on the streets in the first place, and the fact that they always expressed that it was fine to be on the streets when, in reality, I was constantly witness to many tragic events and the sad consequences the streets had on their lives. I needed to understand the children better. I needed to discover why they would seemingly run away from what we had to offer them, and to discover the right pathways for them to make the right choices.
What do you mean exactly?
I had seen that running away from social projects that we were trying to establish was commonplace for these street kids. We had planned to engage them in different sport activities like dancing, football, running, or athletics, but realized that really none of the 32 street workers working with the street children at the time could hold on to their children for more than a few days. They would say it was the drugs, but in reality the drugs were merely a symptom because the true addiction was street life itself and their interpersonal relationships. Most of the organizations working with the children were limited to serving them on the streets. But to remove them from that dark and painful reality was a different story. In fact, it was this street addiction I needed to unravel. So the only way for me to do so, and at the same time gain the children's confidence, was to live together with them during longer periods of the day and night when they were most active on the streets.
What do you think is the number one challenge you face serving children in Brazil?
To offer our children a better quality of education is by far the number one challenge in our project. In a country where education completely lacks priority, especially among the poorer classes, which directly affects the reproductive cycle of poverty. Without better education, our children will be unable to discover solutions to the social problems facing them and their communities, and will continue to live in poverty, causing more children to lose their lives to the streets, drugs, and crime. Sport is also a vital issue, as it helps to develop the kids' social skills and some kind of team spirit and togetherness.
What does it mean to you to win a World of Children Award?
In undertaking my mission for the street children in Brazil, I did not look for fame, nor fortune, nor gratitude or acknowledgement. My aim was merely to save the life of one child lost to the streets, and if I could manage to do so, I would be a very happy man indeed, and my entire investment would have been worthwhile. Because life is the most precious thing we have on this planet, and it must be respected at all costs. 21 years later, I can safely say that my organization has saved many lives, and our task in doing so has been burdened with many tough moments, but also rewarded with many glorious ones. My undertaking is long-term, because the lives we touch are also long-term, many of them having to carry past burdens in their baggage for the rest of their lives. And because of those burdens, we cannot expect too much gratitude from the children we help. Although I do expect their respect, as I too must respect them. So receiving an award such as this one for our efforts with the children, which in turn raises our own self-esteem by acknowledging the fact that we are doing something good for them, makes me feel great humility. Mainly for having been allowed to get involved in their lives in the first place. Therefore, I share this award with all the children who have been touched by us, because they are the true winners.
Thank you very much.